right, time for I've Been Thinking. Zina Jaleel, for the first time on the program, take it away.
I've been thinking about shoes.
Yes.
I like shoes, but I've been thinking about them in the context of, you know, that phrase that we all commonly hear through work,
yeah.
You've got big shoes to fill. And like many people, I've been very heartened by the appointment of Nanaia Mahuta as first Maori woman foreign affairs minister, Grant Robertson, first gay deputy prime minister, and, you know, over in the US, Kamala Harris, first woman, first person of black and South Asian heritage to be vice president. Mm. So if you believe that you can't be what you can't see, then these appointments are brilliant because they inspire a new generation of the possibilities open to them. But one of the first comments that Grant Robertson got from media was, "You've got big shoes to fill." Mm. And a lot of us hear this, right? So appointing people to roles is one thing. Judging them based on how someone else, our view of that being someone else's role or someone else's shoes that need to be filled is unfair. In our work environments, shoes are often defined in terms of how our predecessors wore them. So we tend to judge based on, you know, views of leadership, of performance, of experience, even looks. And we saw this in Nanaia Mahuta's case, based on the past. So appointing diverse talent to the table is a start, and a very, very good start. But we need to ensure we empower people so that they can be their authentic selves and they can work, you know, empower them to walk in their own shoes. And it's only then that we actually are able to see their full potential and the creativity and innovation that they can bring and the richness of diversity that we all benefit from. So that's what I've been thinking of.
Very good sentiments, Zina. Chris, well, your thoughts on that? And certainly, as Zina says, we have seen that illustrated, haven't we, in the likes of Kamala Harris in Aotearoa and Nanaia Mahuta, such
yes,
like?
Yes, absolutely. And it goes back to that old thing of, you know, people don't like change. And, you know, people who look different, that's change which they, you know, just might not have their heads around. I personally don't understand that, but, yeah, the more the better.
Mm. Hey, but just on a side note, do you think Nanaia Mahuta will make a good minister to represent us to the world, Chris?
I think she might surprise, yes.
Yeah, good on you. All right, Zina, thank you so much for that. Chris Wickhider, I've been thinking.
Well, on a similar note, we've seen this week and over the last few days, there's been stuff's big a mea culpa on Māori reporting and things, which I'm still yet to make up my mind about completely. But it reminded me of, and obviously some of the knee-jerk reaction to it, and some of it's been quite vitriolic and some of it's ironically been quite racist, is back in the mid-1990s, there was a wave of, we will not be made to feel guilty about the sins of our, you know, our forefathers and the wrongs that were done over 100 years ago. Pākehā shouldn't be made to feel guilty. And it was particularly strong in talkback radio, and there's editorials and newspapers. So I set about trying to work out where it had come from. And at that stage, the likes of the Tamaitis, Hone Haruetas, Ken Mears, and its likes were very prominent protesters. And so I rang them all up and I asked them, have you said that Pākehā today should be feeling guilty about what happened in the past? And they all said, no, I haven't said that. And actually, we don't believe that. It's not the fault of people here. That's not to say that the Crown / the government doesn't have things that it needs to put right. And there was this whole sort of media circus around this, and it didn't seem to come from anywhere other than someone almost making it up. And as far as I could work out, it came only from talkback radio. And the reaction to the stuff's position this week has sort of reminded me of that. Hang on,
are we
tilting at windmills? Are we poking at ghosts that aren't actually there?
Yeah. How do you, over the past 20 years, say, Chris, you're talking about the sort of mid-80s there, late 80s, going to the 90s, how do you think we've changed? How has the media changed in that time?
Oh, the media on Māori issues has changed hugely. Remember, it was the 1980s when within TVNZ, Television New Zealand, our state broadcaster, that working on Māori stories was called the Coon Round. And that's what the producers, the camera crews and things called it. And that's what the reporters had to live with.
Good heavens.
So it's changed a lot, and for the better. Can it change some more? Yes. Well, let's keep going.
Good evening. All right. Zina Jaleel and Chris Wickhider with me this afternoon on the panel. First day's panel where there is much to discuss today. Stay with us, 4 to 5 p.m. right here.